Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dove9 to Twitter. This is going to be my last promotional broadcast on Twitter this year. I want to thank you all who listen. It's about my albums, Matters Part 2 and Rock and Pop album. I'll let you know the updates, what's going to happen. So the next time you probably hear me on Twitter, that is about music in particular, is next year sometime. I don't know when. However, I will be doing, I am doing podcasts regarding other things related to psychology or personally or other things. But that's on a different, you can get access to it if you want on a different on the internet. First of all, I want to thank you all those who listen to me. And I wanted to state that I write all kinds of things on tweets, about different things, what I'm going through, issues. They could be philosophical or they could be personal. But, I realize that maybe it makes ambivalence about what I'm trying to state in my podcast and who I am. So I apologize. But with my music, I'm not going to repeat it over again. But you know what I have stated before. If you want to contact me about music, contact me directly. The stuff that I talked about previously about my music, as far as remember what I told you about people contacting me or saying things directly about me. Signing away or something. I did not sign any of my music away. Okay, so I said I was going to talk about it, so I'll leave it there. But if you are interested in anything related to any topic or podcast or me personally, contact me directly. But I also want to state that perhaps with my broadcast and these podcasts, people have a perception that is perhaps contrary to what I anticipate it or try to not to come off as. So what I say is that because I, when I talk about all the issues in my tweets and so on, some people are probably concerned about my mental or physical health. I wanted to state that I am fine. I'm healthy. One person had falsely accused me of being schizophrenic, which was crazy. I am not. I am very much aware of reality. I'm an intellectual. I'm an artist. So that's defamatory. That's false. So I don't like getting those emails, but it had to do with, allegations that I made about my music. That was direct. That is truth. And I wanted to let you know that my health is fine. Okay. I do have physical health issues. This is COVID-19 situation, but I am fine. I can get up on the stage and sing or whatever. I am fine physically. And that person who said that was, that's defamatory. It was false. And I realized that when someone had said that without knowing me directly or knowing my issues personally, or making it from a distance is really false. Because what I'm trying to say, we should never make allegations about someone or, about me or anybody if we don't know the full situation, the whole situation. And even an expert would agree with that. We don't go around making diagnoses on people because we hear them make allegations. And I try to be careful. Unless we can see it directly or something really extreme, some kind of concrete evidence. Even then, it would be, if it's in a public setting, like making a podcast, it's important that I be fair. So I wanted to state that. But the important point is that that's my philosophy. And with that, it gives me ideas on how to write lyrics and music together. You know, I come up with good songs with these situations. Like, if you know my rock and pop songs, you know, a lot of them were from horrific experiences of homelessness and being alienated to suffering a trauma. And that's what I've written about with Outkast. And tragedy is not what I am. It's just about overcoming obstacles. Because tragedy is not what I am. It's a, kind of like a rockish song that I made a while ago. It was about coming obstacles and struggling to make it in the industry and struggling as a person. And those have been themes in my life, that to try to be positive in spite of the obstacles. So that's what that song is about. So it's very truthful what I've written. Well, anyway, but that's what it is, you know. So I hope that when people listen to me, or if you're listening to me now, this tape broadcast, that to make, be careful, you know. We should all be careful about what we see, cause, and be respectful of others. That's how I see. And that's my personal point of view, the philosophical point of view, because that's only fair. But I wanted to reiterate that this is my last broadcast to talk about, you know, music on Twitter and so on. So, if you have any questions, please give me a contact at DoveNeedsLove22Twitter. DoveNeedsLove22Twitter is my main email, DoveNeedsLove22Twitter, or contact me at DoveNeedsLove22@yahoo.com about podcasts, about music. As far as my music is concerned, you know, I have done it so for a very long time, and it's been such a joy to sing and to make demos in the studio and outside. It's sad that COVID-19 has closed the clubs down, so I won't be able to perform at places, because I was actually planning on performing this year, but everything was shut down because of COVID-19, so I hope they find a cure. And they find a cure, and we can get back to performing. But I wanted to let you know that I am fine physically, even though I have, you know, like anybody, you know, whatever, everybody has something going on. But I can walk, and I can get on the stage and sing my material. But I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Do know that Dove Night is going to stop for now. It's October 19th. And I've been doing this such a long time, and I'm glad that you're listening to me. I hope I'm not confusing you by what I'm saying, or if I sound kind of way off or odd, because as I got older, I became more aware of what people's perceptions came of me, who I'm trying to convey a conversation or talk to, because people have their own perceptions, and sometimes it's not true. You know, sometimes perceptions don't go toe-in-toe with reality of the situation. So in my situation, I had to happen where people didn't know what I was talking about, or didn't understand, or I came off as weird or whatever. And that's fine, that's their opinion, but it wasn't true because I was just talking. And when I finally told them directly what I was saying, what I intended to say, they said, oh, I got it. But I guess perhaps because I have a unique style in life and in the way I come across at times, I guess some people don't know what to make of me. And that has been a problem for me, where the judgment and the perceptions that I give off were false, and people perceived me to be something in a more negative light that had nothing to do with the truth or the reality of my situation, which is not right, because that has happened, has caused a problem with me. So it really is important that we know other people directly before we get involved or whatever. So talk to me directly by Twitter for the next 5 or 6 months that I'm not on Twitter. But I will be tweeting. I will be telling you what's going on musically. There will be stuff related to the Rock and Pop album. It may even be, who knows? We don't know. I don't know what's in store. I did tell you what is going to happen. There will be perhaps in next year another perhaps album, or, and I mentioned the pop song "I Want You," but we will see. It depends on what's going on. But if I can say this, I pretty much tell you what I'm doing every time I'm on Twitter with a new song and so on. There has been 3 albums released. There has been a single released, "I Really Want to Get to Know You." What else can be released? There's been an EP. I mean, if you love my music, it's there for you. I don't know what's going to happen. For now, the 5 or 6 months, but I'll let you know. I mean, I've been doing it a long time, but I also know I had to transcend my situation. I will tell you that there might be maybe a combination of everything. Since 6 months, maybe that'll be it or whatever as far as what I'm doing musically, but I don't know because I've been doing it such a long time. I have nothing to prove, and I wanted to thank you for listening to my podcast over the last 6 or 7 years. I also want to thank you for listening to my songs, whoever listened, because I really appreciate everything you have done, whoever, the few fans or whoever's listening. So thank you, and hopefully I'll, or at least I'm planning to make another broadcast within the next 6 months. Believe me, I've been on for six years, periodically doing shows. In fact, I've been on since 2014. I have been making shows for the last 6 years, hundreds and hundreds of shows. In fact, I don't even remember, I can't count. There has been music. I've been releasing music since 2013. Yeah. So it's on Vivo. It's on TV. I don't know. It's on Vivo. So it's been there. So I wanted to let you know that I am very healthy mentally. I truly am. So if you have anything about me with anyone else, online, Twitter, or if you hear a broadcast, hear something else, contact me, and I will give you the information you need. Because please keep an open mind, and if you have any concerns or if you hear anything particularly related to music, or if you want to know more about my music, or if you're interested in my music or my podcast, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter or DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. Because the next 6 months, I'm going to be off, but I will be back on in 6 months, hopefully. I still will be tweeting, and I still will be talking about music indirectly. So I'll see you by, October, April or March. April or May, maybe June 2021. That will be my next podcast. I probably will tell you that in the next year it will be a new podcast show. and because I may branch out into other topics such as politics or such as other situations, because I like to do that, because I have, there's more to Dove Knight than just being an artist, but being an artist is truly who I am, because that's what I've been doing for years, and I'm always going to be an artist or a singer-songwriter. Dove Knight. And that's all you need to know, and good night.